down, put it down, put it down.
Alright. Better believe it.
Huh. Last time on Poaching.
Pooch on wheels in a Nissan.
Bop, bop.
New pooch.
That's good.
Hernia status.
The city's not good for the hernia. The hernia keeps getting tangled in the turnstiles. Oh, keep your hands on the wheel, Booch.
Keep your hands on the wheel, Booch.
This is a good sound, actually, this pumping sound.
Pumping sound.
Poochie loves a noise, got a whole hard drive full of noises. Birds, every bird. Coffee being brewed. Wind squirted into a metal pan last Christmas. Camden, Maine is my ultimate desk. Whoa, watch out. No, no, go, go, go.
Activate.
Enzymes.
Carbohydrate.
They mix malted grains with hot water. And also St. Louis is terrible. Terrible. Got gas pumping, got that rain. The sound of an authentic lobster roll being made. Hold on, sorry, hurry, hold on. Something's wrong with this car. Hold on, listen to Bucci for a little bit.
And now, this week, on Poaching.
I talked to you because you're a piece of trash! Oh, bring your Italian back at me! Bring it at me! Good! Talk to me in Italian! Let's go!
And fuck who you fucking shut up!
Exactly!
Oh,
God, that's even worse! Why would I want to understand that? Because I grew up here!
Not in desperation, in anticipation. Let me close all the CD trays. I gotta have all these CD trays closed. Hold on, let's see if you can hear them. CD one? No, you can't hear them. Trust me.
Trust, Poochie.
All right, those things are all closed. Let's bring up some more music.
Hernia status is...
Man, already with the hernia status? I don't want to talk about that. I've been gone for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Oh my God. It's terrible. I've been gone for 2 weeks, and now all of a sudden, first thing out the gate, I have to give you a status on this hernia that's bubbling and boiling in my abdomen. I'll just say it, abdomen. Look, it's I don't know, status quo. My stomach has turned red and I am having trouble breathing. Maybe those two things are not related. Could be a sunburn. I got this crop shirt, so the sun goes right there. All right, this is Bucci.
Bucci.
I'm shaking with anticipation. Hear it. That's my friggin' chin. I already said it. I know I said it was in the studio a second ago, but that was just the magic of radio. I don't like to, I'm painting a picture, and I want you to picture old Bucci sitting in the studio like he always does, but actually, I am still on the road. I've been on the road on a little road trip for 2 weeks. And I'm still on it. Let's crack a can of fuel. I need the fuel to fill up this car. car, as you can hear, right? You can hear it. That's my car driving. I had to miss past couple of weeks. I've been on this road trip, driving all over the tri-state area in New England and a little bit in Delaware, and just kind of driving in a circle. Again, not pointlessly, but, you know, I just like driving. I forgot how much I like driving and how easy it is for me to drive a car. So easy.
Bochi.
I haven't done it in, you know, since I moved here from Chicago. I don't think I've driven a car. And I'm just like, man, it's like driving a car. You remember immediately. Just feel, I just love the open road. Just feeling, just like feeling the wind on my cheek. Listen. Can you hear it? Listen to the... Well, trust me. The wind is blowing on my cheek. I'm feeling it so nice. People in the chat are asking if they can feel the wind on Bucci's cheeks. Feel the wind on your own friggin' cheeks, chat over there at WFMU.org. Jeez, do I have to do everything for you? Just run around. And you can feel, you know, you can experience what Bucci's experiences. Oh my god, that reverb is worse than the other one. Someone's been messing with the reverb in my car. So sometimes, you know, on this trip, I've been, sometimes I think constantly, Bucci, what if you just kept driving? I like it in the car. I have everything I need in this car. Water. Chips. These ketchup-flavored tomato chips. Oh my god, they're so good. A steering wheel. I got a steering wheel. I got a horn. All right. Look, I'm an aggressive horn. I got a heavy hand when it comes to horns. Is that a Bucci adage?
Bucci adage.
It is. I have the... I'm watching The Matrix Revolution, the third installment of The Matrix series. Watching that on the old tablet. Going through all these Matrixes. Man, one is better than the next. They just get better and better. And the best part of this trip is I can do this show from the car like I'm doing right now. Hold on, I'll prove it again. She's coming through! I'm not yelling at anyone. I just like to practice screaming at cars. But it's been a very zen feeling. I've been feeling incredibly zen on this trip. Been driving, stopping, kind of stopping for a little bit. Driving, stopping. Stop in Utica, New York. Get their famous pickle ribs. These ribs they have that are wrapped around a pickle. Mamma mia, my mother. Stopped in Nashua, New Hampshire. Got their famous veggie wrap. They put cucumbers and hummus and some spinach in there. And then they wrap it in a tortilla that says live free or eat this veggie wrap. I stopped in this place in Connecticut, Haddam, Connecticut. Did they get their... They have this famous pizza. I've been looking at it on Instagram from my account on Instagram. Bucci Nights, if you want to just go over there and look at Bucci. But yeah, so Haddam has this famous pizza. It's famous because they spell out your name in sauce on the pizza. Like each one, they make it individually, which is great. Great if your name is like something like Bucci.
Bucci.
But Not so great if your name is like Josephine. That's too much sauce, baby. Bucci.
Hernia status is...
If your name is Mo, that's not enough sauce. So yeah, it just depends on what your name is. Just go, if you go to this place in Haddam, Connecticut, I forgot the name of it, just say your name is Bucci and they'll put, it's just the right amount of sauce. Sauce. I stopped, where else did I stop? I stopped on Route 95 for 10 hours when the car broke down. That was just beautiful. Anywhere, everywhere and everywhere, the journey is the destination, as they say in the Book of Revelations. Man, that's a nice car. Oh, sorry, I'll get out of the way. Sorry, it's hard doing a radio show and driving, I gotta say. And there's no car better for the journey than a Nissan. Nissan, go further. Uh-oh, Ken, station manager Ken has texted me. I'm in trouble talking about Nissans on the air. Oh, no. No, he's saying keep mentioning Nissan. I'm trying to get a free Nissan. Cool. Yeah, this Nissan is like... the and then SH double hockey sticks. So other than my peace of mind and kind of just to get away from it all, I'm on a sort of a mission. Kind of set myself a mission. I'm on a I have a quest. And what I'm doing on this trip is I am... Whoa! Come on! I'm on a sound gathering trip. What's a sound gathering trip? Well, it's a trip where you drive around with your trusty recording device and record all these weird sounds. Kind of like like field recordings, where you're just like getting ambient noise or very specific sounds. What? Anything. I'm addicted to this.
Bucci.
I have a catalog of noises. Not literally. And I've been building it up over the years. You know, getting squawking birds or a tambourine or a ticking clock or Jim the Poet complaining about his job. I have all those sounds. I have sometimes, you might say, I have more sounds than hairs on my head, which is a lot, because Bucci's hair, as if you follow me on Instagram, you would know that my hair is thick. You can stick a pencil in it and it'll stay upright.
Bucci adage.
So it's sort of like, you know, it's kind of like a bird watcher. If you were a bird watcher or like a stamp collector. I have a little list and there's nothing I love more, beside those pickle ribs, there's nothing I love more than to grab some weird, super specific sound and then check, my voice,
check
it off my list. Sound of an escalator, check. Basketball being bounced, check. Sound of someone cursing at their computer because it updated right in the middle of them downloading season 2 of Justified. Oh my God, check. I got that one on my wedding night. The sound of this this water being drunk again. But, so I've been kind of driving around. I got gas pumping last week, the sound of gas being pumped into the Nissan. Literally. But unfortunately,
for my recording device, which was my trusty iPhone 10X. It just had it died on me. The thing doesn't charge anymore. Like Bucci's batteries, like his personal Bucci battery inside his chest, that doesn't get to 100 anymore. It kind of gets to 70% and then starts dropping immediately. So it died. I don't have any phone chargers. It's so stupid to go on a trip without a phone charger. But anyway, so I was using that to record everything, and so now I'm kind of don't have a mission anymore. So I've just been, you know, listening to hoot owls and wolves and people talking for no reason. And I'm like, oh, I gotta get the, you know, I wish I was recording this. If you don't record a noise, does it really exist? People in the chat are saying, no, thank you for agreeing with me. So that kind of brings us to the topic for... Whoa, watch out. Whew, that was close. That kind of brings us... I'm just going to turn down my car a little bit. I got one of these Nissans where there's a little knob and you can turn down the engine noises. Pick it up. It's kind of what I want to do tonight. So, like I said, I have this list. I have this large checklist of sounds I have, sounds I would love, you know, kind of dream noises that I need, must have, nice to have, no, I don't want that one, you know, all sorts of kind of things like that. Cat, dog, my wife, a warthog. And I have, like, this thing, and I go through it, check, check, check. And what I want from you, and yes, I am talking to you. I want you to help Bucci with this list. I want you to give me a sound or a noise, something you think is interesting, or something that I need. Let's see, what do I need? I have, like, water dripping, I would love that. High heel shoes on metal. Bingo. Jeans. I don't know what that means. Ignore that one. A high five. Any sort of thing like that. But then it also, if you have something that is unique to your area or your house or your body, I want to hear that. So at the end of the hour, I'll have like, I will take a big chunk out of my list. My list of noises. Boy. Hope this is a good topic. You know, like the sound of your backyard. No, there's no noise like the sound of your backyard. Your thing, your backyard sounds different than Bucci's backyard. I don't have a backyard. You know, that's a Bucci adage.
Bucci adage.
Why is it so quiet? Go away and these and the sound just drops. Anyway, so that's what I'm kind of looking for. If you want to call up and give me a sound from your area or a sound off my list, I would friggin' love it. And so that is what we're gonna, that's it, that's the show. People on the chat are already complaining. They want to do a show where Bucci solves their problems, or I can't solve your problems. So that's going to be on the other side of the break. So right now I want to play. Yeah, yeah, you make a better door than a driver, Bucci. Sorry, These Delaware drivers. So I want to play a song off of the new Childish Gambino album, which I the album is called Bando Stone and the New World. I think it might be tied to a movie that he's making, Donald Glover. And this is allegedly the last album that Childish Gambino is going to put out. And so we want to make the most of it, right? So I'm going to cue it up on my CD player here in the Nissan. And we'll be back after the break. You know what? This doesn't... I'm going to try to connect this to the board at WFMU. Because it's really tinny through the CD player. Hold on, let's see if I can do a little connecting. All right, let's hear it.
I've been messed up every weekend. I'm like,
I don't know why I've been drinking up. I've been...
Why did that just stop? Hold on. We're still doing the music.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
Give Bucci the sound he's looking for.
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
So loud. Another completely smooth transition from song to talking and back to song and talking again from Bucci. I haven't forgotten how to do this show. Let me put an end to that right now. So we're back. We're collecting sounds, all sorts of miscellaneous weirdo things. I got a long list of sounds that I need. Hold on. Let me rattle the piece of paper. This, that list, that's the list. Don't ask why I'm doing this. Do you ask a whale watcher why they keep watching whales? Do you ask the birder why are you watching birds? You've already seen birds. You wouldn't, I almost cursed, dare. You do it for the satisfaction of doing it and to be a completist about something for once in your life and not giving up one third of the way through. So call up 201-209-9368. Give your buddy Bucci a noise from your life. Oh, wait, sorry. Your life. All right, let's start it off right now. Caller, you go Bucci.
Hey, Bucci, it's Mark in Atlanta.
Oh, hey, Mark in Atlanta. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I am good. Nice to hear from you.
You too. Sorry I can't be on the cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We did the WFMU cruise last weekend, and you were supposed to be on it, but you couldn't do it. Why? Because of that Microsoft thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. The whole thing, the airport was a mess, and we just rather being part of it.
Yeah. Did you make any friends in the airport?
We had a great time at the lounge, yeah. People were drinking way more than they normally do in the airport lounge.
Oh, okay.
They were stuck so long.
Oh, sorry. I got trucks going by. So at least you're making friends, and you're going to keep in touch. Did you get any phone numbers?
Yeah. Anytime you meet someone in the airport lounge, you're going to talk to them for the rest of your life, definitely.
Okay. All right, Mark. We're collecting noises. What kind of noise do you have?
I got a screaming goat for you.
A screaming what?
Goat.
You have a screaming goat sound?
Yeah.
Let me check my list. Hold on. I got to check my list because I might already have that one. Let's see. Do I have it?
Oh, I don't have that one.
No, I don't have that one. So, give me your screaming goat noise, Mark.
There you go.
Wait, hold on. Let me bring down my car. Do it again, Mark. All right. Check. Screaming. Why is the goat screaming?
He ate too much grass.
And this is your goat, or is this what will...
Yeah, in Atlanta, you use goats to, you know, mow the lawn.
Oh, I didn't know that. What's the goat's name?
Shelley.
Okay. Michael Shelley? Is it named after Michael Shelley?
No, that would be sweet, though. He'd like that.
All right. Mark, I'm sorry I missed you at the cruise, but I'm sure there'll be another cruise with your name on it, and I'll see you on that one.
Yeah,
and we'll drink a nice big cup of water together.
Be well.
Yeah, all right. I'll try. Hold on, let me bring up the car.
Hernia status is...
201-209-9368. We're getting... I'm collecting noises. I'm collecting sounds. Orange juice. I don't have the sound of orange juice. And don't use milk or something. I'll know. I'll hear the pulp. I have milk already. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hi, Bucci. It's Franco.
Oh, hey, Franco. How are you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. How you been? I hope you... You've been doing okay these last 2 weeks without your buddy Bucci?
Well, it was peculiar.
Kind of.
But then I had to tell myself this was not my choice. You know, you.
Right. It's out of your. It's out of your hands. My actions are completely out of your hands. Thank God. But
I know. I'm not. You know what? I kind of like that because it gives me a day off.
Okay.
Because if anything, I'm dedicated to your show.
Yeah, because it's you. People think that, oh my God, that's a Franco. It's so easy. Franco calls and it's so easy. It's just like honey off his fingers. But you work hard on these calls, don't you?
Well, I like
Let's
to
just
think
say
I
yes.
do.
Yes, you definitely do.
In a way that I don't even quite understand how I do it.
Maybe yet. You just have this innate ability to call into Bucci.
You know what, Bucci? I don't want you to feel... Like,
be quiet.
You aren't my special ones, but you know what? I like to talk on the phone.
Yes. Yes, and you're, and who
Which
else?
Gives me a
you're
leg
not,
up here.
You're not talking to other DJs on the phone. This isn't like a Her, like the movie Her type situation where you're talking to 400,000 other DJs.
No.
Okay.
So, this is a very select group of people. Even though it's broadcast out of the top of the Empire State Building.
That's right.
Still, is it? It's very selective.
Okay, Franco, let's. What kind of noise do you have? Let's move on. What kind of noise are you going to provide old Bucci that you, from your life, or maybe something off this list? A cigarette being lit, for example, or something like that.
Uh-huh. And what else was on the list? I tuned in late, because you know why I was talking on the phone.
I have all sorts of things. Let's see. A kiss is on the list. But it has to be a dry kiss. The FCC won't allow deep kisses on the radio, as you know. I would love the sound of your house. Does your house have a noise? I imagine it's something like, there's too much stuff in me. Something like that.
Well, it does groan when we have earthquakes because it's essentially made out of wood. It was built in 1908.
Oh, that's...
So it's an old, creaky old house.
Very old. It's almost as old as Bucci's condo, which was built in 1907, so 1 year.
Whoa!
One year early. It was one of the first condos in Rhode Island, not counting Providence.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
Yes,
we're kind
it's
of on the
very
same
good.
Plane in that
Okay, place. So, Franco, why don't you hold up the phone, and I want to hear the sound of your house.
Okay. Like, I'm going to have to hold it away from my ear so you can... This is called ambient room tone.
Yes, I would like that. Let's get some room tone. No. All right. Thank you very much, Franco. I really appreciate it.
Something tells me that wasn't very satisfactory.
Oh, I don't have that one. Thanks.
Yeah, no, it was extremely satisfactory. More satisfactory than I could even take, almost.
Okay, I think it needs some echo, actually. It's too late for that.
It's too late. Franco, nice hearing from you. I gotta move on.
Pay attention to your driving.
Yeah, No, it's very... I thought it was going to be very easy, but it's very hard.
Oh, here's a big truck.
All right, see ya. Bye. I don't need him to tell me there's a big truck. I can see it with my own eyes. 201-209-9368. We're, I'm asking for noises, sound effects. Someone yelling at an umpire. That one I've been looking for a while. Let's see if this person has that. Caller, you got Shabooch.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How you doing?
Good.
Great. Henry, do you have a noise that you want to contribute to Bucci's hard drive of noises?
Yes.
Bucci. Adage.
All right, what do you have? What do you describe it for me before I, because I might already have it.
It's a slinky.
It's a, oh, wait a minute, hold on. I don't have that one. What's, oh, that would be, what is it going to go down? Some stairs or what are you going to do with this noise?
I'm just going to jiggle it around.
Yeah, jiggling it around. That's what I was going to say. All right, now let's be very quiet and.
Quiet.
Ready? Action. Is that the sound? You got to make the noise, Henry.
I am.
You are? What? Bring it closer to the phone.
Right next to the phone.
All right, do it one more time. It must be a very... Is this like a... Is this a incredibly soft slinky that you have there?
It's a little slinky.
Oh, it's a little slinky. All right. Can you spin it in a circle? Maybe we can get a nice little whir, whir, whir noise.
This is my sister. Hi.
I'm going to say that's a... Go ahead.
I also got to mention something.
You want to mention something. Okay. What do you want to mention there?
Hi, Ollie Bob. Give me my $10.
No, 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 no. We have already been over this and over this, Henry. That $10 was slipped under your door like 2 months ago.
It wasn't.
Well, I can't say. If your family has taken the $10, then I'm afraid I can't help you. But I slipped that thing under there, and I wrote a post-it note. It said, for Henry.
I also heard that you owe Hero $10, too.
I don't know. I owe money to many different, children, so I it's hard to keep track, but I wanted to pay you off because I don't want you to come to my door with a big stick in your hand and hurt your buddy, the DJ, Bucci.
Bucci.
Bucci. Well, thanks very much, Henry. I appreciate that noise.
I still have stuff to say.
You still have stuff to say? Okay, well, what is it? Do I have Henry talking on my list?
No.
I don't have it there. Maybe we should write it in.
If you don't give me my $10 by the end of this year,
yes,
I'm going to sue you.
You're going to sue me?
Yes.
I'd like to see you try. That's impossible. You're not. How are you going to sue Bucci? You don't even know where Bucci lives.
Yes, I do.
All right, look, this is completely unorthodox, but I'll slip another 10. I'll put it in the mail. How about that?
My cousin lives in Jersey.
Okay. Well, my cousin lives in Jersey, too.
Trust Bucci.
Henry, I'm going to get you your money. I swear to God. Please. I swear to God. I'm sorry. Just give me 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Just give me 2 weeks.
Or if I get something... Or if I just get $10 from Santa, then yeah, I'm fine.
Henry, aren't I enough... You know, like listening to Bucci, all this free entertainment, isn't that worth $10 or $9 anyway?
Yes.
It is, right? So it's almost like I'm giving you $10 every week, in which case you probably owe me $10.
No, because I won that race fair and square.
Yeah, we had this horse race a couple of months ago, and Henry's horse beat my horse by a nose, by a nose. And, I was betting on the thing and I lost. But, you know, I make up my best. Please, just give me a couple of minutes and I'll get you that. Just 2 minutes, all right? Henry, I got to collect more sounds.
Okay.
Bye. Jesus. Hold on. 201-209-9368. Don't go off that last call. Don't call up people who I owe money to. This is not an open door for you to call up and push Bucci against the wall and ask for their money. We're not doing that. That's not the topic. That's next year's topic. What the topic is we're collecting sounds, all sorts of different noises from all over the world. So that's what I do. I have this whole list, and I'm trying to check off as many sounds as I can possibly check off. Like I said, a cigarette being lit, a cigar being lit, a pipe being lit. So, like, the pipe has a different sound because it has, like, that, you're like... And I can make that noise all day, which I do, but I need to have the authentic noise, you know? A hug. Again, it has to be like a dry hug. I don't want anything long, but the sound of a hug, you hugging someone or yourself, I suppose. The sound of someone, you know what would be nice? Is if I could get the sound of someone recommending Bucci to their friends and telling them to check out the Bucci podcast. I would love to grab that noise. Someone saying happy birthday, Bucci. I've been looking for that one for decades. 201-209-9368. Pencils rattling. Oh, actually, you know what? I can get that one right now. Hold on. All right. Check.
Oh, I don't have that one. Thanks.
People forgot how to call the show, apparently, after 2 weeks. You know, I was driving like that. And I drove to Rhode Island, kind of like a quick little loop through Rhode Island. And I got the sound of Rhode Island. Do you want to hear the sound of Rhode Island? That's Rhode Island cheering for their the DJ coming home after such a long time. It was very nice for them to meet me at the state line. Caller, you got Bucci. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, hey, Bucci, it's Brandon.
Hey, Brandon or Brandon?
Brendan.
Brendan. Okay, hold on. Let me check, because that's on my list, someone saying my name is Brendan, so I can check that. You're already doing very well, Brendan. Brendan, what kind of noise do you have for me, personally?
What kind of noise do you want me to make for you?
Well, do you have a couple of pots? If you could bang a couple of pots together, do you have anything like that? I've been looking for that.
I don't have any pots. I have a pop can.
A what?
A pop can.
You mean a soda can? Something like that? Is that what you mean by pop?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're in the you're Midwest?
Yeah, I'm in Iowa.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you call Dr. Pepper Mr. Pibb as well?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, okay, let's hear the pot. You know what? Let's hear the can. Come on. Let's do it.
Do you want me to take a drink from the can?
No, I already have that sound.
I already have that sound.
Okay. Do the pop. And then can you crush it in your fist?
But it still has some soda in it.
How much soda?
About a rhetorical question.
All right. Well, Brendan, you did your best and you did okay. I got two noises. You saying your name is Brendan, and then I got that popping noise off the can of pop.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I wanted to be nice, but I already have that noise too. Listen, I could do that too all day long. You know what I need? I need someone saying welcome to Burger King. And then maybe someone saying thank you for choosing Burger King. Let's see if that next... Oh, I lost the call. Call back! Should have picked up the phone at the minute I saw the line. Yeah, I'm trying to do a radio play about Burger King. And so I... Bucci! Subscribe to the Bucci Podcast. Yes, I'm talking to you. Thumbs up. Yeah, I'm doing a radio play about Burger King, and so I need a lot of things. So someone ordering a Whopper Jr., like,
I'd like a Whopper Jr.
That would be great. But maybe a lady saying it, because my main character is a woman, and she needs to be ordering quite a lot of Whopper Juniors. What am I talking about? All right, 201-209-9368. I'm collecting all sorts of noises from all over the country. Love an ambient noise, too. Like we got Franco's, like, the sound of his house. But if we could get the sound of another state, like if you're in New Jersey, I'd love to hear the sound of New Jersey. New Jersey is almost home to me. It's, like, next to my home. And I would like that. Or the sound of Maine. Or the sound of... I guess it's just that Maine and New Jersey. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
This is Emerson.
Hey, Emerson. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Okay. That's a little too good for me, but, you know, I'm glad for you. So what do you have, Emerson?
I have an insulin pump beeping.
A what'd you say?
An insulin pump beeping.
Oh, that is great. All right. Do it. Is that the noise?
That's the noise.
Can you bring it very close to the phone? Okay, I can kind of hear it.
I already have that sound.
Thanks, Emerson. I appreciate it. I really need these sounds to be way louder. If you have an insulin device that makes a very loud noise, like a beep, yeah, that would be great. And, so what else am I looking for? Cigarette. Someone saying, Bucci, I wasn't sure about your show, but I've learned to enjoy parts of it. That would be a great one. Excuse me, I asked for dressing to be on the side, not on the salad. Stuff like that. Caller Yagabuchi.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Kelly.
Hey, Kelly. How you doing?
How you doing?
Good. What do you have, Kelly?
Did you need something about a Burger King?
Oh, yes. Actually, you know what? You're right. Can you say, welcome to Burger King for me?
Sure. Welcome to Burger King.
And now can you say, thank you for choosing Burger King?
Thank you for choosing Burger King.
And now can you say, do you still have those chicken parm sandwiches?
I'll say it in a different voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You have any of those long chicken parm sandwiches you used to have?
Yes. Yes, that's great. So that's three checks right there. Kelly, do you have anything else from your life that you want to contribute? You're doing so well. Do you want anything? You want to have anything else?
Let me think. You were looking for something kind of loud.
Yeah, something that translates to radio.
This may or may not. I have a bag of blue tortilla chips that my younger kid got out, and the sound of the bag can be kind of loud, but it might not translate in radio.
All right. Go for it, Kelly. I want to hear it.
All right.
Oh, I don't have that one. Thanks.
Thanks, Kelly. You gave me, you really gave me a lot. Thanks very much.
Awesome.
Man, I thought I was never going to get that Burger King one. My radio play about Burger King is going to be really great. What time is it? 6:48. Man. Caller Yagabuchi. Calling a Bushi.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, who's this? Hey.
Hi, this is Henry's mom.
Hey, Henry's mom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm okay.
I have a sound for you.
Okay, great. What is it? Let's see if I have it already.
It's my kids asking me every Friday night to listen to Bucci and be able to call in.
Really? That's a great
mom,
noise.
Can we listen to Bucci, please?
All right.
Can I call into Bucci, please?
And do they cry? Do they go, well, why aren't you tuning into Bucci? Do they say that, too?
Sometimes.
All right. So let's hear some tears and then them saying that. That would be fantastic.
Please, Mom. Can we listen to Bucci, please?
Fantastic. So Henry's mom, are you saying no to this question? Is that why they're like, no, we have to...
Well, Bucci, when I'm
dinner.
Walking through the grocery store and he's asking, he knows what time it is, I have to say no.
Yeah, well, I respect your decision to do that because Bucci sounds terrible in a convenience store. It's very echoey there.
So there's a sound for you.
What's that?
My kid's complaining that they want to listen to Bucci.
I love it. I'm going to use that in my real life, actually. I'm going to, when I want to listen to Bucci, like the archive, then I'm going to play it for my wife because she's like, I don't want to hear it. But thanks, Henry's mom. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye. I thought she was going to I thought she was going to grab me by my shirt collar and ask for $10. Caller Igabuchi.
Why didn't anyone tell me that was so loud?
Hey, Bucci.
Hey, who's this?
This is Hiro.
Is this, oh, it's another...
We're driving on a highway right now.
Another child I owe $10 to. All right, Hiro, what do you... I already have the sound of driving, so what do you have?
Yeah, well, it's a sound that you don't have. You really don't, and I know it.
Okay.
I know.
All right, all right, all right, all right. What is it? What is it, Hiro?
It's you writing two checks for $10 for me and Henry.
All right, what does it sound like? Okay.
I already have that sound.
Oh, Hiro, I'm so sorry. I already have that sound because I did write two checks, one for you and one for Hiro. As I've explained many times, I've already paid you. You know, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with the post office.
Yeah, I'm Hiro.
What did I say, Henry? All right. Do you have anything else? What about a high five? Can you do a high five sound? I need that.
Oh, I don't have that one. Thanks.
All right. Okay. All right. Thanks, Hiro. I didn't know this was going to be so focused on the money I owe people. I started this radio show to get away from those people. Now they're encroaching on Bucci.
Bucci.
201-209-9368. We got a little bit. I want to collect sounds, and I want to hear your sound. Someone yelling at an umpire. I still need that dry hug. Splashing, someone washing their face. That would be good. But while we're waiting, I want to introduce a new segment to the show. Jim, can you get in here? Jim! Is he still here? Jim the Poe It. How are you doing?
Oh, great. Great to be here.
Oh, great. So, Jim, I'm going to do a new subject. We've been talking... I mean, the WFMU community has been abuzz in the last few weeks because of this documentary that's come out recently, the Brian Eno documentary.
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah,
everybody's talking about it.
Everybody's checked it out. They
it's
love it.
It's all over the place. But, and the thing... Now, the thing about this Eno documentary... Wait, it's a regular documentary, isn't it?
It's kind of...
No, the answer is no, it's not a regular documentary.
Oh, then no, it's not a regular documentary.
The documentary is such that every time you see it, it's a new version. It's a different version of the documentary.
Yeah, it's like some kind of way to make you go see it like eight times.
There's 400 hours of archival footage
it's
from
400
Brian,
hours?
Of Brian Eno. Don't interrupt Bucci.
Okay.
400 hours of archival footage, like 200 hours of footage from him today, modern Eno. And they mix it all up, and every experience is a new experience.
Yeah.
So... This is the new segment called
What version of Eno did you see?
What version of Eno did you see? Jim the Poet, you saw it recently. What version did you see?
There was a lot of Bono in my version.
Sure.
He was singing from the Unforgettable Fire. So you got to see...
Because Eno produced the Unforgettable Fire,
right? I didn't
right?
even realize that. Yeah, that was...
I realized it.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that much about early U2. I mean, you know, there's a lot of David Bowie stuff. There was a lot of... I mean, really, it was...
All over the place.
All over the place.
Do you, and you find a good picture of the Eno.
Well, it's just an incredible career, you know.
Yeah. So you know what version I saw? I've seen it three times. Do you know what version I saw? Did you see, in your version, did you see this part where he's in his garden and he's taking photo of, like, insect eggs? Have you seen that
Oh,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So the version I saw was more of that.
How much more?
45 minutes.
45 minutes.
So he's following these little insects. I believe they're like, you know, ants or something, are hatched.
Yeah.
and they're all over his garden, and he's following them around and you know, kind of writing in his little notebook where they live and, yeah, you know, what their lives are like. That's most of what I saw.
Oh, because that was only a couple minutes of the
I got the whole version thing. I saw. And then I'm hearing that people got things like, oh, it's great, you learn about Roxy music, or you learn about his, you know, artistic process, which sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it was, I mean, sort of like there was some stuff where he was producing with John Cale, or he was
talking about
ambient music.
That's so interesting. I got, the first time I saw it, no, the second time I saw it, it was his career as a screenwriter. He was in L.A. and trying to pitch his...
What kind of movies was he writing?
Well, he was trying to, he had this, I can't remember. Oh, it was a TV idea which he called Vast. Vast. V-A-S-T. Yeah. And it was about this, like, big hole in the ground. And all the people that, you know, lived in it or something like
that. They lived in a hole?
Yeah, they lived in a hole, and then they come out of the hole.
This was the TV show?
This is what he was trying to pitch. He was getting more and more frustrated. And then there was, like, one bit where they're, like, they're talking about, you know, Heroes, the song Heroes.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
At the very end.
That's a great song.
How many more times are you going
to
see it?
I have to see it a couple more times because I got a, you know, I have a radio show that's about movies, so I have to see it like at least once a week, I think.
Yeah, and when's your radio show again? Wednesdays?
I don't remember. Nobody
12.
Remembers.
All right.
Nobody
it's
remembers.
Tuesdays, 6 to 7 p.m.
Is it?
Yes. All right, we got a couple calls, Jim. We're going to hear some sounds. Oh, the button fell off. Caller, you got Bucci.
Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's
how
this?
How are you, sir?
Hey, how are you doing? Is this Zachary?
This is Zachary.
Oh, hey, Zachary. What's the noise that you want to give us? You know what I like to hear, Zachary? I would like to hear the sound of you leaving a good review on the Bucci, on Apple Podcast for Bucci. That's what I would like
Wait,
to hear.
Wait, tell me more. Tell me more about this. What are you referring to?
Well, I was listening to that that radio show 7 Second Delay a couple weeks ago, and you left this glowing review for them, but somehow also slamming this show.
What?
So I would like to hear you.
Wait, hold on. What? But no. I had people write it for me. What did it say?
It said something. It was slamming. It was like better than my show or something like that.
Better than Bucci?
Yeah, I don't have it memorized. I mean, I do, but I don't want to say.
You don't have that drop?
So, I want to hear that noise. And can you do that noise right now?
Jim, could you tell me the noise he's looking for?
It's the sound of turn.
It's the sound of you. Yeah, you gotta like start typing in a review.
Turn on your clicky sounds you
go,
like, on your iPhone 12.
I love the Bucci show
okay.
More than 7 Second Delay.
Yeah,
it's way better.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think that's what he's.
And then
I
mean, a couple of.
It'll have to be a voice memo.
And then a couple of kissy emojis.
Well, just like when Doogie Howser typed his little journal and spoke out loud.
Oh yeah, those were classic.
Shut
was that
up.
Even a computer? Was that a word processor?
Yes. I'll tell
you.
Andy, I'm trying
Andy
to merge.
Andy uses the word star.
All right, I gotta go.
Program in DOS.
Oh, that's I'm gonna write that down.
DOS.
Okay, bye.
I feel like it's an IT show.
Yeah. Well, what is this? The IT, IT
crowd.
Turn
your computer off and then turn it back on.
Yeah, that's a good noise. Do you have a noise for me, real quick?
Yeah, I can do the. You know, I saw the Eno thing about him making the Microsoft startup sound.
Sure, he made the microphone.
First one he went was like, that was the startup sound.
Oh,
and they're like, I don't know about that.
So is that the sound that you want to make?
Yeah, that was it.
You've been listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, boing, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online and all the time at WFMU.org. The next sound you're going to hear is the man Billy Jam with his song Put the Needle on the Record. Who listens to Bucci, Jim?
You, Ducci.
Ducci.